Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Could be the final play before the 2-minute warning. It's caught. Hearns into the end zone for the Jags touchdown.
Frank Gore straight ahead. Touchdown, Colts. They have the lead.
Play action. Hogan with pressure coming. Steps up. Fires into the end zone. And it is caught. Touchdown. David Njoku. The rookie with his first NFL touchdown off a strike from Kevin Hogan.
I haven't heard this song in a long ass time. Missed it. Oh, I didn't miss it because I completely forgotten about it, but I'm happy to hear it again. There you heard the pro Canes touchdowns, since, you know, the actual Canes didn't play this past weekend, but touchdowns from David Njoku, Frank Gore, Allen Hearns. Now, the Hearns touchdown was scored in garbage time, but it still counts, baby. Still counts for my pro Canes. It is time now for the Canes Insight Report, brought to you by Caneswear at Miami Fanwear. That is the spot where Miami fans shop. Visit caneswear.com. Peter Ariz, canesinsight.com, outthehuddle.com joins us. Pete, I hope you had a good weekend. I hope everything is well for you since the storm. How are you today?
Doing well, Alex. Still no cable or internet. Ooh. So, you know, that's a modern day struggle, but we have the AC and power and all that. So could definitely be a lot worse. I know a lot of people out there still are without power. So still an unfortunate situation for sure.
So, I mean, for a guy like you who is, you know, part of your job is being on the internet constantly, is that
right?
Just your smartphone becomes very active, or do you go sit at a Starbucks somewhere? How do you manage that?
Well, I have been moving around all over the place, all over the house, to every spot that that I know has the best service, and even then it's still tough. It's been very spotty. I've been really frustrated at times trying to get tweets out and post certain things, but, you know, we manage, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, even it's a weird week for the Canes, Peter, since they've been displaced from campus. They're not at Greentree this week. They're in Orlando at the Wide World of Sports Complex, the ESPN Complex in Disney World. So as far as we know, is everybody there? Everybody on the team is together? They've all sort of regrouped, even though they're in a different location?
Yep, the whole team is there. They've been practicing for a few days already. Today they had more of a walkthrough type situation. And tomorrow they'll really go full speed with everything. But you know, listening to some of the players' comments after practice today, they said, look, even Coach Rick was a little surprised that we stayed in condition. So that was a pleasant surprise for Coach Rick. But you know, as we've been following this whole thing over the past week and a half, 2 weeks, of course, beginning with the cancellation of the Arkansas State game. The way that Miami's handled this, I mean, it was really the only way they could have, to tell you the truth. And Coach Rick kind of went in depth about it today and kind of reinforced kind of everything we've talked about the last couple weeks, that he just wanted the guys to be with their families. Guys like Jaquan Johnson said, you know, I stayed down in Homestead with my mom, and she needed help boarding up the house and picking up, you know, the trees after the storm and all those sorts of things. So I think it was important. And then, you know, looking at the positive side of things, if you're looking to try to find a positive out of this, I could see this being a good bonding experience for the team, quite frankly. It's not as festive as a bowl week per se, but it's the same sort of thing. They're out there as a team, not in Miami. Of course, school's still not started at the U, not going to be starting up until Monday. So you know, their focus is back on football, and I think that's the important thing. That look, everyone's kind of, you know, still moving on from you know, the storm and all that, but for the most part, everyone came out you know, as good as they could have hoped. So the focus is back on football. That's the main thing. I'll be interested to see what it's like that first quarter. They haven't been hitting, of course, the last couple weeks, and that's going to be the question for me, because none of these guys have ever really dealt with something in the middle of the season like this, the timing, or I should say the beginning of the season. But again, you look at the way the schedule was, you had a month of camp, you know, pretty tough, pretty grueling. But after camp, you're ready to go, right? You're ready to get into the season. You played one game, and then, look, these guys, I'm not going to say they've been sitting around, but it's not like they've been in organized team workouts. A lot of them said, you know, we ran around the neighborhood, you know, went lifted weights as much as we could.
Yeah, I saw Zach McLeod said he was, like, lifting neighbors' trees after the storm, that was one of the ways he stayed in shape. I thought that was kind of cool.
Right, I mean, yeah, it's a nice little anecdote from the whole situation. But that's, again, the focus is back on football. That's the most important thing. And it's going to be an interesting game this weekend because you're playing a Toledo team from the MAC that, you know, you look at just the name on paper and it's nothing that scares you. But they are going to be a team that is really high-powered offensively. Defensively, it's a different story, but you know, their quarterback Logan Woodside led the country in passing touchdowns last year at 45 through six last game against Tulsa in a win, and they're averaging 46 points per game. Now, again, defensively, wow. I think Miami could exploit some things. Tulsa ran for 440 yards on them last week, and Tulsa put up 51 on them. But again, we talked about in that opener against Bethune-Cookman, kind of the disappointment, you could say, and this is not a surprise, a shock to anyone, because Manny Diaz drilled it into those guys after that game. But the defense just did not come out with, you know, enough intensity, I would say. So this is a good test. I mean, it's not Florida State, anything near what you're going to see speed-wise or anything like that, and the athletes you'll be matched up against. But it'll be for where they are in the season after what just happened, after the layoffs. I think it's kind of the perfect game at this point.
Peter Ruiz from CanesInsight.com and OutTheHuddle.com joins us here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. So, Peter, what are – you know, I know that the Bethune-Cookman game, it feels like it was a month and a half ago, right? It was almost 3 weeks ago. But, I mean, what are – you know, we talked about you know, the defense being maybe a little bit buttoned up and conservative in that game. What are some of the things you would really like to see improve out of these Canes when we finally see him hit the field again?
Well, look, I'm not going to say improve just yet, just because I think we need to see a bigger body of work. But a couple things that I'm looking for that I, you know, was kind of looking forward to seeing over the past couple weeks is the emergence of some of the young guys, right? Because we saw early on last year a lot of those freshmen making plays right off the bat, and they kind of introduced themselves early on. You know, we've talked about Mike Harley a whole lot. We've talked about Trajan Bandy, Amari Carter, Jonathan Garvin. Those are all names I'm looking for over the next couple weeks to really cut their teeth, because once you get into ACC play, if those guys haven't necessarily shown the coaching staff that they're ready, and I'm not saying those guys in particular, but some of those freshmen, then it's going to be tough for them to get in the game in that situation. So I'm, again, looking at those young guys. Amon Richards, he's expected, from what I'm hearing, to play this weekend against Toledo. Again, it wasn't a full practice situation today, but he was out there. We'll see if he gives it a full go tomorrow. But that's, you know, everyone talks about Mark Walton, and he is, you know, very, very well should be talked about. And I think he's going to show himself as a top 10 running back very easily in the country this year. But you talk to NFL people, and Amon Richards is potentially down the line a first-round pick with his dynamic ability out there. So he's a game changer. You saw what he did last year, but you want to get him ready. When you're dealing with a hamstring thing, you want to make sure someone like that is ready to go, because you can kind of tweak that at any time if you're not 100%. So I'm just going to be looking for him, you know, kind of see how he looks out there, quite frankly.
Yeah, you know, Peter, something you posted an article on at your site, Canes Insight, about an hour ago. I think this is pretty cool that, okay, Miami is displaced in Orlando. They're practicing up there, but they're making the most of it by hosting recruits up there. What's happening?
Right. So that's actually, again, making the most out of the situation. Like you said, they had a kid by the name of Dennis Briggs, who's up there in the Orlando area, and he's actually Miami's top target remaining on the defensive line, I would say, defensive tackle in particular. So, you know, that's a kid who wouldn't have otherwise been able to just make it down to a Miami practice in the middle of the season like that. And then, interestingly enough, you had two kids who are committed to Miami, from Southridge, Mark Pope and D. Wiggins, two receivers. They were up at the Florida-Tennessee game this weekend. And, you know, again, they're from Miami, but on their way back down from Gainesville, they made the stop. I thought that was interesting as well. Those guys are solid commitments. They're, you know, not expected to leave the class at any point, but it's pretty funny that, you know, a lot of Gator fans were very excited that they went up there to take the trip. And yeah, then, you know, just a day later, Miami was able to get them right back kind of, you know, around the team and whatnot. So I thought that was interesting. And then the day before, so that was yesterday, but then the day before that, Lorenzo Lingard and Brian Hightower, two of the more high-profile commits in this class, they were up there. Hightower is out of IMG in Bradenton, and then Lorenzo Lingard, of course, from University up there, you know, in Cocoa. So it was, again, making the most out of the situation. Those are not guys who would have necessarily been able to just make a trip down to campus like some of these even more local guys. So, look, recruiting advantages, you'll take them any way that you can, and it's cool to see Coach Rick continue to utilize things like that.
And Peter, you talk about making the most of a situation. The Canes are hosting a home game this coming weekend, September 23rd, and of course Caneswear, power is back, the store is back open, Brett has everything going, and fans now can stock up on some of that Adidas gear for these upcoming games. Pete, it's a beautiful thing.
And you guys are going to want to check out on Friday in the store. The Adidas has actually released the Turnover Chain shirts, and they'll be in store on Friday. You'll be able to make your orders online.
Oh, yes, the Turnover Chain. So, I got to get one of those.
Yep. I just tweeted out the picture a little while ago. Caneswear tweeted out. Brett tweeted it out. So definitely want to check that out. Talk about making the most out of a situation, right?
Love it. He is Peter Ariz. This is the Canes Insight Report, brought to you by Caneswear at Miami Fanwear. That is the spot where Miami fans shop. Visit caneswear.com. And, of course, you want to check out Peter's work at canesinsight.com, outthehuddle.com, and check him out on Twitter. He's hunting for that service all around the house without the cable and phone service being spotty. Peter is still doing work. At Peter Ariz is where you follow him. Pete, thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Alex. Have a good show.
Great stuff is always there for Peter. I love that. Canes are in Orlando practicing. They're displaced. They're hosting recruits up there, making the most of a strange situation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.